2MCE, Radio by the Community, for the Community, a community service of CSU.
Before we get to Mark, I feel it's opened up a new path of possibilities for many students online learning. So what was the transition like, face-to-face learning to online for staff and students, particularly younger students, the primary school students?
Well, for the primary, it was a lot more difficult than the high school, for obvious reasons. So with the primary, as I said, it was mainly the teachers had to prepare videos. Right. And the students had to access a link with the help of their parents, where they would then access the video. And the video would then break down the whole day. So, for example, once a kindergarten student logged onto their computer at home and accessed the link, it then opened up a video where the teacher would be there, greeting them as per normal, and they would go into prayer circle. And then after that, they would have religion, and after that, maths, literacy, etc. Now, at the end of the day, the students were given time to prepare work based on their learnings for the day, and then to submit the work. Right. So submitting the work, we have the help of the parents to do that. And the next day, they were given feedback on the work that they submitted. So that's how it worked in the primary, in kindergarten and year one, which I was very proud of, because I think that's a high level of sophistication for kindergarten kids. In the high school, it was a bit different because our students work with technology. And so online learning came natural to them. And the kids are on all these different platforms as well, and social media platforms, that it was a seamless transition to online learning for the high school kids. What we did have to work hard on was setting protocols. So we didn't allow the kids to have any images but themselves, right? So because we wanted to know who was in the class, and we marked roles. And we were very clever here at Santa Sofia, because what we did was we had roles that were automatically generated, which then sent an email to the parents if a student wasn't in that lesson. So once the accountability was there, the kids took it more serious. So I think because of how we currently teach at the school, where we use a lot of technology, we use a lot of online learning, when we went to remote learning, it was a seamless transition.
Right, and just on the transition, obviously it's an upside, allowing parents and students to be able to use the online space, and particularly students. Was there use of Zoom in any way?
Yep. So most of our in the high school, we use Zoom exclusively. Zoom, it was all new to me as well, Adam, because I didn't realize how powerful Zoom was as a medium, and as an online medium, because you've got your breakout rooms and your chat rooms. And what we did find difficult was kids wanted to ask questions. So we had to then organize those kids that had questions into a special chat group. But other than that, we tried for the teacher not to talk throughout, because our lessons are 1 hour lessons. And we encourage our teachers not to talk constantly on the Zoom, to break up the activities, that you might introduce the lesson, give the kids 15 minutes, come back in, do another activity, etc. Yeah, but by the end of the term, our Zoom lessons were perfect. The mixture of talk and working.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know this is a bit different, but what I had to do for uni to get used to uni at home, having to get used to, you know, what Zoom's like, and I'd never seen it before either, but it's definitely been a huge help during this difficult time. Now, was there something else that stood out to you with the situation, particularly, I feel like, increased sense of community during this time?
Yeah, certainly. And it's interesting because when we did come back to face-to-face teaching, kids, even though they had seen each other in a virtual sense every single day, they still wanted to, you know, hug their friends. And so that physical sense of belonging was very hard to replicate via Zoom, even though they were seeing each other every single day. There was a difference between that and actually seeing each other face to face.
Certainly was. Well, I wanted to ask about, obviously, hygiene has been a big part of this, sanitization, you know, social distancing, that sort of thing. So do you think coming out of it, that's going to be a positive moving forward for people, and it's going to allow people to be more aware of hygiene and these practices?
Oh, definitely. I mean, already the nation's focus has been so much on hygiene, and that's led to fewer people getting the flu. In fact, if I look at my own staff, I've had only one person that has been come down with the flu and has been sick. Now compare that to last year this time, where I had lots of staff being sick, particularly in this July period. So I think that's a real positive that's come out of COVID, focus on hygiene and sanitation. I don't know if we can clean as much as because with cleaning comes a cost as well. Currently we have cleaners coming in twice a day, and that's an extra cost in schools. So I don't know if that can be maintained, but certainly the focus on hygiene and sanitation, that's been a major positive to come out of COVID.
Certainly has, and I believe as well that, you know, you're still filling up enrolments, and, you know, things are still happening with the school, which is good. This period sort of wasn't a dampener in any way.
Yeah, and you're quite right. I mean, that was a concern of mine, because I thought, you know, people would back off. In fact, on the contrary, we took in more enrollment students COVID period than ever before. Maybe it's just because people had more time at home working from home. They had more time to come to school, get application forms. We emailed a lot of application forms out. And because people were at home, working from home, it gave them more time to get the application filled in and forwarded to us.
Well, Mark DeVries, the principal, St. Sophia Catholic College, we appreciate your time here on 2MCE COVID-19 The Bright Side. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Adam, and all the best.
And don't forget to stay tuned for next week
when we chat to a small business owner who tells us the positive experiences he and the business went through during COVID-19.
This is 2MCE.
2MCE Radio, broadcasting from the shadows of Wallul to Bathurst and Orange, also streaming around the country and around the world on radio.2mce.org.